Let's talk cycling and cycling with a difference now for the next few moments, because there is a Ballyshannon man right now putting the finishing touches to his preparations for a unique cycling fundraiser. He is going to try and cycle non-stop around Ireland from this coming Tuesday, the 5th of July, and he wants to raise money for Northwest Hospice. His name is Carol McNairn. He'll be very well known to endurance competitors in Donegal Cycles, in Donegal Circles, and he's on the line this afternoon. Carol, welcome to the programme.
Hi, Austin. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. How are you set? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I suppose we're in the last kind of final preparations here, getting equipment and final bike checks and stuff done here now today and tomorrow and stuff, you know, so trying to get as much as we can finished off today to get a bit of a rest tomorrow.
You are an ultra cyclist, but this is a cycle with a bit of a difference. Can you give us a beginner's guide to what you're going to try and do from this Tuesday?
Yeah, so I'll be leaving Ballyshannon and the circumnavigation of Ireland, which was the route that I've designed is 2,200 kilometres, and it's the equivalent of nearly 3 Mount Everest in climbing. There's 22,000 metres of climbing in it, so it's going to be pretty challenging climbing-wise. You know, it's taken in a lot of the mountain ranges around the coastline, you know.
Your planned distance around Ireland, 2,200 kilometres, and Your publicity material says non-stop, a solo cycle. Is it really going to be non-stop?
Yeah, it will. I'll be basically, I've 3 planned stops, you know, that's on paper, but look, things can change on the day. But the plan is, you know, that I'll have 3 kind of 90-minute stops along the way. Kind of in the first day, I suppose, I've only planned an hour stoppages to get down into Killarney or the far side of Killarney. And the rest of it then is, I say, there's 3 90-minute stops then after that, where I'd probably have roughly about an hour sleep and then a half an hour between eating and changing the gear.
I'm just trying to imagine how that works in a physical sense, that you get off the bike for 90 minutes. How do you make the best use of that hour and a half in terms of rest?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, I suppose the first thing is to change me clothing straight away, eat, and then straight in lying down, what I say, in the bed. It's lying in the back of the van, basically on a mattress for, you know, kind of 45 minutes to an hour, and then up and away again is the plan, you know.
And this is a solo cycle, so you don't have the advantage of what the professional cyclists have on the Tour de France right now, a peloton to slip in behind and help them pull you along.
Yeah, no, there's no help on this one, you know, bar the crew obviously doing all the stuff, preparing food and giving it out the window of the van to me. But along the road, you're in the rules of the record, you're not allowed any other cyclists along with you. You know, in any of these ultra events, you're only allowed to spend 15 minutes once a day with another cyclist, but you're supposed to be 10 metres apart, that there's no advantage to either rider, you know.
Okay, so this, you're going to try and set a world record for this particular distance and circumnavigation. You're going to try and set a mark for others to try and match.
I am. There is no official record around Ireland. There was an event race around Ireland which has been postponed the past few years with COVID, and I had originally planned to do that back in 2017, but I had a pretty serious accident back then, and I had signed up for the event last year and it was cancelled. So in preparation kind of for this year, then I done Malin to Mizzen to Malin last year, hoping that the original Race Around Ireland event would be on this year. But the organisers, Alan Heary, they've decided just to take a wee step back from it for a wee while. So, you know, to make use of the preparations that I'd done on the run up to it, I had to go ahead with it this year. So Joe Barr encouraged me. He'd be a world-class endurance cyclist, and he encouraged, you know, maybe go for a record on it. So that's where I am now.
Well, yes, Joe Barr of Derry is a very well-known ultra-distance runner and cyclist, well-known for some pretty spectacular feats over his career. Just for context and background, Carol, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your own sporting background?
Yeah, well, I suppose I was a long-distance lorry driver since I left school, and I gave that up to take over my dad's barbershop in Ballyshannon in 2013, and I started cycling, very unfit at the time, getting off the lorries and stuff, and I was just doing kind of leisurely cycling, and a group of people in the local MSC Triathlon Club was doing a Malin to Mizzen. And my biggest cycle at that time was that I went to Knock to meet them and cycled back to Ballyshannon around 100 kilometres. And I kind of got the taste of the distance then, you know. I started to build up on that, and I done a Malin to Mizzen over 3 days and started to progress from that, you know, kind of basically on, kind of getting bigger events every year and kind of more long distance stuff, you know. So I hadn't really got a big sporting background up until 2014, but a guy, Tony Cummins, just from Ballyshannon, Tony encouraged me a lot in it because he seen that I had a kind of talent for the long distance stuff, and he kind of he gave me great encouragement on it, and that's where it basically took off from.
Okay, so from starting out as not being a particularly active guy, you've gone completely to the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, I have. I suppose, you know, I thought it was all over. As I go back to the accident in 2017, I was in a good place at that stage. I'd worked hard, and it came kind of fairly natural to me. And then I had the accident, and I had a fairly major setback with that. And it's taken, that was 5 years ago in June now, past the 26th of June. And this year I come around from failing events and not getting events finished there for the last kind of 3 years, really. Winning the Joe Barr runs a series of races, and they won the 500 mile race in May this year, and that's how things is kind of starting to come along nicely for me, you know.
Can I take you back to 2017, if you don't mind, Carol? What happened to you?
I had an accident. I was coming through Grange, coming back from Sligo, and again a 4x4 was turning right across the road, and he didn't see me, and we had a head-on collision, and my arm went in through the front of the grill of the Jeep, and I catapulted over it and kind of left most of my arm behind me and stuff. And I had 6 surgeries to get on the arm in Galway, and they made great work to save my arm, you know, on it and stuff. And I'd broken leg and a lot of minor injuries, you know, but the arm was the big problem. And yes, it's even though I'm doing this type of thing, you know, the arm still is an issue. The hand and nerves is the big problem, and the bike adapted, you know, to suit the arm and the hand. But, you know, just on mentioning this, and I always say it, you know, on the interviews that I've done, you know, it was an accident, and the guy that done it had a lot to get over as well, you know. So, you know, it kind of, I do always like to put that wee bit in.
Sure, we understand that completely. But clearly you've made a remarkable recovery if you are now doing endurance cycling and a round Ireland trip of this scale and magnitude.
Yeah, I have, you know, and look, it's been a bit of a battle and stuff, and I suppose, you know, there was a kind of an element of toughness, I suppose, that had got into me through cycling, you know, not to give up on things, and that, you know, you have setbacks, but you have to try and keep moving forward and stuff again, you know. And it goes back to a lot of the people that I had around me kept encouraging me to go on, you know, my wife and family and really good friends and stuff, you know, which made, you know, it made an awful difference, you know, to keep going and to keep getting going, and eventually things started to come together again, you know.
So here you are, a world record around Ireland attempt this Tuesday. You're going to start in Ballyshannon and hopefully finish in Ballyshannon 2,200 kilometres later. And you're raising cash, Carol, for Northwest Hospice as you do your cycle.
Yeah, I am. We've always kind of done fundraising for the hospice and stuff, you know, but my own mum passed away last year, and we had the hospice, you know, give us great guidance whether we were fit to keep her at home and stuff, you know. So this year I just felt that I wanted to do it for the hospice again, you know. So I've an 8.8 page up and running. It's Carol McNairn, record around Ireland attempt, and that should get people into the 8.8, or you can give a cash donation or whatever to it, you know, because and people up there, the work to do, they truly deserve any funds that they can get, you know.
Well, I'm looking at the iDonate page as I'm talking to you, Carol, here. You've more than €1,000 pledged already for your attempt, which is great, and it's a very worthy cause. I'm sure your mum will be very proud of you. Are you excited about what the next few days might bring? Are you apprehensive, nervous at all?
Yeah, oh, nervous, definitely, for sure. Nervous, you know, today, and kind of, you know, it's been a funny day today. It's more nervous than normal nervous, you know, but look at it, it's bigger than normal. So, you know, the nerves is good in a good sense, because things that I didn't finish before, I hadn't got nerves, you know. I was kind of too confident or not confident enough, you know. So I'm kind of I know I've plenty of suffering and there's going to be tough days ahead in this, you know, but look, I'm prepared for it and I know it's coming. So hopefully between the crew and myself, we'll get through it, you know.
And what way will you go around Ireland when you start in Ballyshannon on Tuesday morning? Talk us through your direction and plan of attack.
So I'll be starting in Ballyshannon and basically heading down the west coast up through Sligo, out towards Cross Malina, over towards Newport, Galway, and then we're basically following kind of the main drag then down in through Clare, Kerry, Cork, out to Mizzenhead and back in from Mizzenhead and right along the bottom of Ireland. And we come back up then towards Arklow direction and then we're swinging in over the Wicklow Mountains, which is going to be fairly tough at that stage. And then it's kind of taking a straight line from Dublin then up through the north, you know, up through Antrim and stuff and kind of making our way to Coleraine. And then we're taking in basically the Donegal coast then from Coleraine back round to Ballyshannon again.
And do you have to think strategically where your stops should be or does that matter?
Yeah, we've kind of put a lot of planning into the stops, you know. I've kind of two relatively big pushes to try and get done, you know, to get the Kerry Mountains out of the way. You know, it's not your normal Kerry Mountains that the Ring of Kerry cycle will go. It's further into them, you know, and it's taken in the Gap of Dunloe and Black Valley. And there's another word, another place I'm not going to try to even pronounce, but there's three big climbs there. And then after that section, then I've about 620K to do then to try and get the Wicklow Mountains out of the way, because if I don't keep that push on and get caught in the Wicklow Mountains at night time, if you end up having to take a break that you have to come off the bike, it's very hard to get going again then when you're in that type of terrain and in the dark and stuff, you know, and obviously at night up in the mountains it gets cold, you know, so it's not just a matter of going out and cycling it and taking your break, you know, at a wild guess, you know, you have to have a lot of planning put into that end of it, you know.
And how do you plan for the unexpected, Carol? I'm thinking punctures, number one. I'm thinking that unfriendly neighbour's dog who decides to give chase.
Yeah, I suppose, look, at punctures, I've three bikes on the go and there's numerous wheels there. So we don't panic too much. You know, if we get a puncture, we'll just change the bike and the guys will change the wheels then on or, you know, change the puncture or whatever, and I get back on whatever bike suitable for the terrain we're on at the time. And, you know, look, at dogs is a kind of a thing. You're battling them every day, you know, so it is. But look, to be honest, traffic, everybody seems to be in such a hurry at the minute. Traffic's the big problem, you know, but as I say, the van's well lit up and flashing lights and stuff like that on it. That's going to be behind me kind of, you know, 95% of the time. So it kind of keeps you safe when you start to get tired and that, you know.
Yeah, and the mental part of this, Carol, I'm just thinking, I'm guessing whoever's with you in the support jeep and support crew, they'll be crucial to you just to keep you going. I'm sure there'll be moments where the mood will change. You can be tired and cranky or something, you know, technical happens to the bike that demands a change or a repair. You know, I suppose you're used to dealing with this sort of stuff at this stage, are you?
Yeah, you know, look at it. I'm very lucky. I've a great crew, you know, and you know, just, you know, you can't do this without these people, you know, and you just can't have people with you to fill just numbers to have, you know, because there's a lot of rules, you know, with the World Ultra Cycling Association for these events, you know, for safety and things like that. So, you know, people, you know, there's a lot of rules around safety and the rules of the road and stuff, you know, but the guys that's with me has been with me, you know, for a lot of events now, and they kind of know how I operate, or, you know, if I'm feeling down or looking down, you know, kind of thing, that they, you know, they put their pain and suffering aside, because it's not easy on them, you know, sitting at bike speed and stuff like that, and they get very fatigued as well, you know. So we have a plan in place, a kind of strategy for myself and a strategy for them to get some rest as well, you know, because obviously they're driving on the road and have to be kind of kept safe as well, you know.
And for a Round Ireland cycle test like this, Carol, what's your go-to food source? Is it jelly beans or milkshakes? Or what do you go for and rely on most often?
No, it's all homemade stuff that we make there. Like, my main food on the bike, I've snacks that I eat every hour. I have to eat, it's like a flapjack thing that we make up with dates and porridge oats and stuff through it. And then there's like a pear and walnut cake that I eat, but it's all homemade, you know. And me kind of warm top-up feed that I get kind of every 4 hours then on the bike, they'll basically hand out a cup of porridge, you know, with honey and peanut butter, nut butter and stuff like that through it. And then there's like a a blended soup then as well that I take. So every 4 hours, I'll have one of them hot meals, you know, and then just the snacky stuff then every kind of hour. But no, we keep away from the thing. Look, there might be a Cornetto here and there or something like that, you know, if the blood sugars run low and if the weather's warm. But until I'm on the home straight, we do generally try and keep it, you know, with kind of proper nutrition, because, you know, you can use the jelly beans and things like that, you know, in shorter training sessions or something, but on the long haul, you know, if the stomach starts to give bother, it can be a showstopper, you know.
And if this next question isn't too indelicate, what do you do to answer the call of nature, Carol? Do you stop, find the nearest bush, or do you just let things go and keep on going?
Yeah, no, you have to, that's very important, you know, you have to do that when you need to do it, because if you hold it, it can cause you trouble as well, and, you know, you can get bloated and stuff like that. But I've, actually gave me a lend of a wee portable toilet that I have in my own van, you know, there's a wee tank in the bottom of it, and it does what it has to do and stuff, you know, so I'm very lucky that way, because sometimes in these events, like if you're out in the middle of nowhere and you can't get to a toilet, you know, if you need a toilet, at least to have that one, you know.
You have a tool for every job. I'm impressed. Fair play to you. Well, Carol, look, it's a terrific venture, and we wish you the very best of luck. What time are you going to start on Tuesday morning?
Yeah, I'll be starting at 9 o'clock, and there's a link on my Facebook page for Primal Tracking there. It's pinned at the top of the page, and there's live tracking on it, you know, so everyone will see the routes highlighted on it, and there's a wee dot flashing, and a wee kind of circle, and that's me. Basically, the tracker will be in my back pocket, so it's relatively easy followed, just, and we're going kind of down the west coast and up the east coast, you know, so that's the general direction.
Sure.
And Austin, would you mind if I just said, I'm not going to mention all my sponsors, but there's a lot.
No, please do.
About 14 sponsors or whatever, but, you know, they all kind of know who they are, and it's on the side of the van and stuff, all their logos and that, you know. But, and Terry Hughes is the only one that I'm just going to bring to the surface, because he's been my main sponsor this year, and this event especially I couldn't have done without his help, because he's been very generous on it, you know, because there's a massive cost of running three vehicles with the price of fuel at the minute around Ireland, you know, so it's pretty expensive to do that, you know.
Well, absolutely, Terry Hughes, take a bow, and all your other sponsors, and donations too, because this doesn't get done for free, I'm sure. And of course, you're raising money for Northwest Hospice, and idonate.ie is where you'll find Carol's iDonate page. If you'd like to make a little donation there, just search for Carol McNairn World Record Around Ireland Attempt, and the page will pop up for you, and you'll be able to donate until the 10th of August. So you're starting Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock. Assuming all goes to plan, Carol, when would you hope to be coming back down the N15 and into Ballyshannon from the north side?
Yeah, all going well. I hope to be back in Ballyshannon around 10 o'clock Saturday night, if things go according to plan. And kinda, that's my plan on paper, as I say, but look, at anything can arise on the route and whatever, you know, but I'll be pushing hard to try and get around it, you know, for 10 o'clock on Saturday night again.
And Met Éireann is suggesting that there could be some warm weather coming to these shores next week. Are you one of the few people on this island who's hoping it's not too warm come next weekend?
Yeah, definitely. Not too warm now, you know, but I think what they're forecasting will be fit to manage, you know. So it will, but definitely it doesn't help now if it's too warm, because when the fatigue's in and the sun's blazing in top of you, it doesn't help.
Sure. As a matter of interest, what are the ideal cycling conditions for you? Is it kind of calm but overcast, not too warm?
Yeah, you know, I'd be very comfortable around 15 or 16 degrees, you know, but kind of, you know, look at these days, 15 or 16 degrees is, you know, it's not overly warm at the minute, you know, and stuff, and kind of night time there gets pretty cold on the bike, you know, because, you know, when you're kind of sweating all day and stuff, you know, you get cold easy kind of after dark and stuff, you know, so you'd be kind of, you have to be cautious that way too, you know, because you can burn a lot of extra energy, you know, by getting cold and not realising you're cold until it's too late, you know, when the legs start to kind of get heavy and shut down and stuff, you know. So, and then during the day, if it's too warm, you have to be cautious that you're getting enough kind of fluids in and stuff, you know, that you're not dehydrating and that as well, because, you know, it's not just the food. It's very hard to actually get, you know, to get the amount of fluids in that you actually need to get in, you know.
Okay, well, Carol McNairn, I order you to bed for the next 36 hours. I don't want to see sight nor sound of you until 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning. But on a serious point, we wish you the very best of luck with your Around Ireland Non-Stop Cycle World Record Attempt.
Thanks very much, Austin. And thanks to everyone who's committed.
Yeah, and if you can, I mean, will you be able to enjoy parts of this? I'm sure when you're on the bike and at cruising speed and the weather's good and you're feeling strong, I'm sure there will be parts of this cycle you will be able to enjoy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Look, I'm really looking forward to certain places, you know, kind of, because I say we had a lot of plans before to do this route and stuff, and we didn't get it done, you know, so I'm really looking forward to it, to be honest, you know. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to the suffering as well, because, you know, it's bringing me into a new level, and I know it sounds funny that saying that, you know, but it's kind of, it's all part of the process, you know, because if you don't look at that in the right way, you know, it's actually, when it does arrive, that toughness is actually very hard to deal with it then, you know. If you're afraid of it coming too much, it's very hard to take it on board, you know.
No pain, no gain. Just think of that big greasy double quarter pounder you can have on Main Street Ballyshannon on Saturday night when you get back.
Exactly.
Good man.
Exactly.
Carol, the very best of luck on your Round Ireland non-stop cycle. We'll be keeping track of your progress, and thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
Brilliant. Thank you, Austin. Take care.
Ballyshannon's Carol McNairn, who's getting ready for a Round Ireland non-stop cycle world record attempt. He'll begin Tuesday morning from his hometown of Ballyshannon at 9 a.m. It's in aid of Northwest Hospice in memory of his mum, who passed away last year. A very worthy cause. And if you'd like to make a donation, look for Carol McNairn. And Carol spells his name K-A-R-O-L. It's not C, it's K-A-R-O-L. Carol McNairn, world record Round Ireland attempt. If you search for that on iDonate.ie, you'll find the page quickly enough, or you'll find it via his Facebook feed as well, and you'll be able to track his progress. He'll have the tracker on his back during the cycle. He's cycling southwards from Ballyshannon down to Sligo, down along the west coast of Ireland and around over the next 4 to 5 days from Tuesday morning onwards, and we wish him the very best of luck. We'll keep you in touch with his progress.